My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in today and hopefully every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, when I bring you the best topics, the relevant topics on your great health today and moving forward, and also the best guest in the industry bringing their take on what is going on and what is available, things we should be doing, things we should know, and maybe making us feel a little bit more comfortable with our health and being a little bit more honest with ourselves on how we got to exactly where we are today. It's hard to accept that we might be some of our biggest enemy, and some of our choices that we make every single day could be the leading problem sending us to an unhealthy state of health. But, you know, sometimes once we, you know, realize that maybe we're doing not so good for ourselves, we can make the changes that are necessary. Every day we try to hit the topics that, you know, really do relate to today's world. Well, relevant, but also relatable, because many of us are going through things right now, or we're worried about them, or we've heard about them, or we've just been diagnosed with a problem. And, you know, suddenly we're thrown into this awareness limelight, and we want to reach out and learn as much as we can. So that's what we do every day here on the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can take the time to download those shows or whatever shows that you're interested in when it's convenient for you. And that's just a great service. So I'm very, very thankful that they do that, because it keeps everybody in touch. And it also can be available when you miss the show live or you want to go back and hear a guest or a topic again. Today we're going to be talking with Karina Toledo. We're going to be talking about the products from New Chapter. And remember, all of the products from New Chapter are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Remember to take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. Today, getting healthy is confusing. There's so much information, so much misinformation. We live in a world where now we have so much information at our fingertips. We have a tendency sometimes to run with the information that just seems to sound the best for what we're trying to do. And many times the quick and easy information that makes things seem really, really good without any work on our side. Well, there's always going to be work, and there's always going to be time when you're going to have better focus. So make sure that you are searching out information from only quality sources. Going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store will bring you information, answers to your questions. You'll learn about the lines that bring the highest amount of integrity and quality to the marketplace, because those are the only lines they carry, lines like New Chapter, and we'll be talking about that today, as well as being able to get the help and support you need in a full service environment. Head over to Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, Facebook. You know, today social media has become quite a big thing and a big plus. It keeps us connected to the things that are important to us. Well, I can't remember anything or think of anything or, you know, even fathom anything that's more important than our health. Staying in touch with Stay Healthy and getting information and finding out what's going on in events and news flashes and up-to-date information, you can do that every day by going to their Facebook page and just liking their page. And while you're there, like my page as well, then you'll be in touch with all of us and we can all stay connected as we focus on our good health. So make sure you go to Stay Healthy's Facebook page and give them a thumbs up. Well, today, let me give you a little background on my guest in case it's your first time and you're not familiar and you haven't had the pleasure to listen to Karina. Karina Toledo earned her BS in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years. With over 12 years of experiencing all the good stuff that New Chapter has to offer and 8 years prior in health food stores, she brings a wealth of knowledge on the natural products industry and supplementation, and she's able to make it easier for all of us to understand the inner makings of good health and good quality supplementation, especially from the New Chapter line. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Karina.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. What's new in your world?
You know, just summertime with kids home, always a handful, but I do love the summer, so it's a great time to focus on family, but also, you know, summertime, our digestion just takes a dramatic decline. A lot of people don't realize. So it's a great time for shakes. So hopefully we'll get to talk about some of New Chapter's new protein innovations.
I was really kind of almost taken back. I was just like, really, after all this time, what's the mindset on protein? I was really kind of like, okay, cool, but really?
Yeah, well, as you know about New Chapter, you know, we're not a Me Too company. We're a company that's committed to innovation. And so if we're not going to be able to improve upon the category, then New Chapter's not going to enter into it. And when you look at the protein powder category, it's pretty darn saturated. There is a lot of options. And people can get really confused and overwhelmed. And if you've been in the industry for a long time, whey protein kind of used to be the leader. And now most people are looking for plant proteins. But all the plant proteins that dominate shelves are primarily pea protein. And pea protein is notoriously hard to digest. And it takes a lot of peas to concentrate that much protein, which also means sometimes companies have to use chemical solvents like hexane right. in order to pull out all that protein. So New Chapter really wanted to do something different. And, of course, we look to our formulation principles, which is to honor tradition, look back to traditional medicine, acknowledge science, and just using our common sense. And so we came across this incredible source of protein that is mung beans and rice. So just to give a little background, some people don't realize that mung beans are one of the oldest traditional dishes in Ayurvedic medicine. It's a dish called khichdi. Two grains, and it combines mung beans with rice, and it's actually used as a cleansing protocol. So it's such an easy-to-digest, nourishing food that it actually is recommended for people when they're on a cleanse. So it's a great source for protein for everybody.
Well, you know, I think people get confused with protein. I think a lot of people still think that they are either for bodybuilders or they're for people replacing meals. And both of those are definitely valid ideas. But, you know, protein goes a lot farther because sometimes it's a vital part of our day. And a lot of people don't get enough good quality protein in their diet. And, you know, as we get older, a lot of people really don't get enough quality protein in their diet. So, you know, many times, you know, I work with a lot of people in the so-called geriatric category, which keeps extending and getting farther down the road. Many of them will admit that they don't eat enough protein and their blood work shows it. And their lack of muscle tone shows it as well. So once again, you know, protein has a big part of our day and our diet and our routine, but we have to get out of the mindset thinking that it's only for dieting and bodybuilders.
Absolutely. You know, especially as we age, it's such an important, I mean, it's a macronutrient. Obviously, we need it to function, but especially for maintaining muscle mass. And you know, most people, especially women and especially older individuals, are just not getting enough protein for their diet. And a lot of times people tend to stay away from protein powders if they're not, as you said, on a diet or trying to lose weight or trying to bulk up. And a big part of that is because protein powders can, again, be really hard to digest. They can be kind of chalky and or really, really thick. They're not necessarily the most pleasant experience for a lot of people, not to mention the fact that they can also cause a lot of nausea and indigestion when you don't utilize that protein properly, because the body needs enzymes to break down our food. And especially when it comes to protein, we really activate, you know, the protease and a lot of these enzymes that we make ourselves, we activate through the process of chewing from our saliva. So if you're not chewing your protein powder, obviously you're not activating your body's own enzymes. So you're really relying on the digestibility of that product in the stomach, which unfortunately leaves a lot of people without getting all the benefits of the protein powder that they are taking, or they're afraid to take it at all because of the side effects.
Do you think that we'll ever get to the point when, you know, people will really understand what food groups really are? It's interesting. I know this is kind of funny, tongue in cheek, but I was talking with someone a couple of days ago and we were talking about her diet, and she said, yeah, my doctor told me to cut back on my carbs. And I said, okay. I said, how's your day going? He said, give me a normal day. And I was trying not to just bust out at the beginning. She said, well, I start my day and I have cereal and toast. And I went, okay. And then she said, and I said, what do you have for lunch? And she says, well, I use oven-baked chips and a sandwich. And I went, okay. And I said, and for dinner? She says, I try to have pasta as much as I can. I said, you realize that your diet is nothing but carbs. And she went, really? Yeah. I thought I was eating protein. And I thought to myself, there is still confusion out there about foods that actually have protein. So we do need to make sure that we're updating the people on what protein is and what foods to try to get it in their diet from. But then again, how to choose a good quality protein powder.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is with protein, you know, a lot of people are looking for plant proteins. People are trying to get away from animal products as much as possible in their diet. But historically, whey was popular because it was one of the easiest to digest. And the fact is pea proteins and a lot of the plant proteins out there just aren't very easy to digest. So this New Chapter's Plant Proteins Plus is a powerful delivery of all different superfoods that deliver protein, but of course all these other beneficial phytonutrients. And we really looked at the science of, you know, why people take proteins and what they can do for your body. And mung bean has incredible research that it actually improves things like cholesterol oxidation, but it also enhances feelings of satiety. So if you ever have had a protein shake, one of my biggest, you know, challenges or frustrations is that I'll drink this shake in the morning and then I'm hungry an hour later. So if you are trying to use it as a meal replacement, you know, it's really challenging. If you're not utilizing the protein properly, then you're still going to feel hungry in an hour. So mung beans actually enhance the feeling of feeling full, so enhance that satiety sensation, address things like cholesterol and cardiovascular health. And then, in and of themselves, they're so easy to digest. So then New Chapter also adds in things like chia and sunflower and pumpkin seed protein and amla fruit and turmeric. You know, and this whole blend together by itself breaks down so effortlessly. But New Chapter wants to make sure that the protein is completely absorbed, so they add in an enzyme system. So New Chapter actually adds in an enzyme called prohydrolase directly into the protein powder, which is actually guaranteed within 30 minutes, 90% of the protein is broken down, and within 90 minutes, 99% of that protein is completely broken down so the body can actually use it.
Now, when you're using this protein powder, somebody just chimed in and she says, I've been looking for a really good plant-based protein powder. She says, I have a real weird digestive system and some of them are very gassy. She said, could you have her talk a little bit more about what else is added to it?
Well, in terms of our protein powder, yeah, the prohydrolase really stands alone. Most companies are not adding in any type of enzyme system. Mm-hmm. You're not chewing your protein. Again, you're not making enough of your own enzymes to adequately break it down. And there's a window of protein absorption. So if you don't absorb your protein after drinking that shake within 90 minutes, that protein actually gets dumped on the kidneys. So, you know, there's a high cost to not being able to absorb nutrients. It's not just indigestion and nausea and gas, which is uncomfortable, but it's also just harder on the kidneys to process protein when you don't absorb it properly. So the prohydrolase is a proprietary blend of plant enzymes specifically designed to start breaking down that protein immediately. So in the upper portion of the stomach, before your own stomach enzymes and pancreatic enzymes ever kick in, the plant enzymes in the protein start to break it down immediately. So really easy to digest. The ingredients beyond mung and rice are also, as I mentioned, chia and pumpkin and sunflower seed proteins, different superfoods like turmeric and ashwagandha, really, really powerful concentration of phytonutrients from plants. So you're getting all these beneficial plants in there as well, but it is 0 grams of sugar per serving. So other great benefits, 20 grams of protein, only 2 carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and it's a complete amino acid profile. So another really important benefit of your protein powder is you want to make sure it's delivering all of the essential aminos, especially those branched chain amino acids that really help us build and maintain muscle. And the New Chapter's plant protein delivers all of those. So it delivers all of your essential amino acids. That way, your branched chain amino acids can really absorb, and you're getting the benefit of all of them. So complete amino acid profile, 20 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, just 2 grams of carb. It's an amazing formula. It comes in chocolate and vanilla.
How do you feel about people using it a little differently, like mixing it in their oatmeal or maybe using it in their yogurt because they're not a smoothie person, or, you know, finding another way to use it where it's used in another food? Like I know a lot of people in the morning, they take out their yogurt, they put it in the bowl, they add their chia seeds, some walnuts, some fruit, and they like to mix their protein in with it as well. That's okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You cool. can use it any way that you want, mixed in with other foods. I'm seeing a huge trend with people using protein powders in cooking. The only thing with that, I would just advise, you know, all of your listeners, is that enzymes are destroyed right. at high temperatures. And so you are absolutely able to use this for cooking, but you will not be getting the benefit of the enzyme system in there if the temperature is upwards of 160 degrees. So at about 120 degrees, enzymes start to get sensitive, and they are killed at temperatures over 160. So just being really aware of how you're using it. If you're mixing it in with oatmeal after you already made it, absolutely no issue. But if you are trying to cook it in baking or pastries, there's certainly benefits to that, but you're not going to be getting the enzyme system, so it might not digest as efficiently as it would, you know, raw.
You know, I'm glad you touched on that, because I have a mom here, and she says, my kids love pancakes and waffles, and as I make the morning routine for them, I always put their protein powder in the mix, so I know they're getting protein in their pancakes to start their day. Would I be able to do this as well? I know I may lose something, so she's ahead of the game there.
Yeah, and you know, you might lose some of those enzymes, but again, keeping in mind that the food sources, the protein sources that New Chapter hand-selected, are in themselves very easy to digest and very appropriate for everyone. So if you are delivering this protein powder in food and you're chewing that food, especially kids that have, you know, really high enzyme content compared to elderly people, then they're really going to be getting the full benefits out of that protein, you know, especially if they're chewing those pancakes, which ideally they are, eating slow enough to chew them and not just swallowing them to get back outside to play. So I think that's a great idea, especially for kids. Some kids just don't like shakes. Mixing it in is a great way. So if you're losing a little bit of the enzyme content in that, just make sure you're chewing it.
Okay. What about this protein for young kids? Any problem with that at all? I mean, they all start out with this wonderfully well-tuned digestive system, and then we turn into a young adult, and then we mess it up.
Yeah, exactly. The ingredients are all safe. They're all safe for a broad variety of ages. You know, again, as any company needs to be just careful about how we recommend any of our products for young children. And so, unfortunately, we all have to kind of use our discretion and look at the ingredients and recognize that it is safe for food for even younger kids. I use it with my littles. I've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they actually love shakes, especially in the summertime. It's one of the few things that I can always get them to drink, is a good smoothie or a shake. And so this is a great choice for them. And we make a chocolate and vanilla in the original form. And then there's even a fuel and replenish variety that also offers more benefits for people that are on a more aggressive exercise regimen, or just people that want a little bit more out of their protein. So this time of year, it's incredibly hot. We lose tons of electrolytes just from sweating, even if we're not exercising, just walking on the street, right? And so the Fuel and Replenish adds in coconut water and also beetroot. And beet is incredible for cardiovascular health. It helps to oxygenate. It brings oxygen to the tissues more efficiently. It's used a lot for stamina and endurance for athletes. So I actually add that in, and I give that one to my kids. So obviously they're not endurance athletes, but they really need the extra hydration and nutrition, especially in the summertime when they're working their little bodies hard.
Another question just came in, and she wants to know about using this only, let's say you're doing a fast. Can you fast with this?
It's a great question. Yeah. Yeah, I would see nothing on there that would have any concerns with fasting. Again, there's no sugar in there, so it would be a really appropriate choice of a cleanse or a fast, you know, especially if someone is really trying to regulate, you know, not just their appetite, but their blood sugar issues, trying to bring their body back in balance, maybe with a yeast issue. This is an excellent go-to because it's a superfood. So the ingredients in there are beautiful. I would say probably doing a water instead of milk combination, or making sure to do an unsweetened milk. But I personally love mine just with straight water. It tastes really mild. So the chocolate or the vanilla or the fuel and replenish would all be appropriate for a fast. Just, again, listening to your body, you know, as needed. There's not a ton of fiber in here. So if you're doing a liquid fast, that would be appropriate. But if you wanted something that would also really address the colon, you might think about adding some fiber to help detox.
Okay. You know, I think a lot of people, when they think about protein, they, like I said, they just keep going. I've had already three people chime in and say, how do you know if you need protein? You know, so, I mean, there is confusion out there. You know, I think everybody does. I think that if you're protein lacking because you look at your diet and you understand all the carbohydrates and simple carbs and sugars and all that stuff that you're consuming, and you start using quality protein, you're going to feel different in a very short period of time because your muscles are going to be happy and your digestive system is going to be happy and you're going to have more energy because, you know, you only get quick energy from a carbohydrates and sugars. You know, they give you that momentary boost and then you about an hour later, you plummet down again. And that's why we reach for more sugar and more carbs because we want to bring ourselves back up again. But protein, it burns longer and you have energy longer in the day. And, you know, I just think it's, you know, we just need to reintroduce everybody to protein again.
Exactly. And a lot of times these sugar cravings that are so common, you know, obviously a lot of us are addicted to sugar, but it's interesting because there is absolutely research that a lot of our cravings for sugar are also rooted in protein deficiencies. So it's so important to recognize, you know, as soon as you get in that craving and you want to reach for that candy bar, for example, maybe really think about your body is actually telling you, you do need more protein. And no, these essential amino acids, the nine that I mentioned earlier, we don't get them. We don't make them ourselves. We have to eat them from our diet. And it doesn't have to be animal protein. It doesn't have to be just nuts and seeds. There's tons of options in that middle spectrum. We talk a lot about fermented foods. You know, on this show, plain Greek yogurt, you know, is an incredible delivery source of protein as well. So there's a lot of different ways you can get it in our diet, but you really have to be conscious of, you know, of making sure to include it. We definitely need at least 20% of our body weight in grams of protein. You know, certainly there's a case to be made for much more of that, especially as we get older. You know, pregnant women especially need much higher amounts of protein. So really just constantly trying to think about how we get these quality sources in our diet. And New Chapter's plant protein is an excellent way to do that. It's organic. It's non-GMO. It's such an easy shake. You don't need to blend it in a smoothie. I actually just mix mine with a little bit of water or milk in a little shaker cup. It dissolves really easily. Put a little ice in there to make it refreshing. And it's got a really great flavor. So it doesn't need a whole lot more. Certainly if you are sensitive to taste, you can mix it with a flavored or sweetened milk of some sort, which will give it that extra creamy texture. You know, but these are great by themselves. I love my shake for breakfast.
You're going to love this. This is, hey, Jeff, listening to you in Los Angeles today. I'm back and forth between L.A. and Las Vegas, and I picked up the New Chapter vanilla flavor. I have to tell you how I make it. I put it in the blender with almond milk and ice cubes and strawberries, which are frozen, and then I throw in cold coffee. And I mix it together, and it blends so beautifully. Sometimes I throw in a little bit of heavy whipping cream as well. And I have my drink in the morning. It's delicious. I feel really good, and no more trips to the coffee place spending $15 on my beverages.
Exactly. That's the best form of, you know, Starbucks Frappuccino you can ever make, or a strawberry shake. So healthy for you. But then also, you know, I personally drink coffee. You know, I get that. It's an addiction, but I think everything in moderation makes sense. But it is really important to realize that it can be acidic and it can be really challenging for people that have a sensitive system or on an empty stomach. And so I love that movement of really thinking about integrating coffee with your meal, you know, blending it like that, where you're going to get a little bit of that energy, but then you're also making sure to take care of a lot of your nutritional needs first thing in the morning instead of just jacking up on a bunch of caffeine. So that sounds delicious. And I do, the frozen fruit in there makes it amazing. With my kids, I put some frozen strawberries, and then I can actually even throw in spinach, and it completely breaks down. They don't even know it's in there. So it's a bunch of different ways to take this protein powder. It is delicious.
We're talking with Karina Toledo today. We're talking New Chapter, another whole division, another wing, another arm to the New Chapter tree, another branch, if you will. Remember, they bring them in when they know that they can make a difference in the industry, and that's what they're trying to do with this great protein. It is available at Stay Healthy, so if you have any questions, you can definitely go to Stay Healthy and pick them up. Vanilla and chocolate available. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more on protein from New Chapter. My guest, Karina Toledo. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the high-quality products, because that's all they carry at their store. Now, remember, this store has been around a long time. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they do it right every day. They make you comfortable. They answer your questions. The store is loaded, chock full of the best of the best, so you can't make a mistake when you're choosing your high-quality products. Make sure to check out the full line of products of New Chapter, and if you have questions, they can answer all of your questions. They are really, really good at what they do. There are consultations available there. Just check with Marge. And as well, you can also take the time to bring your questions with you and just get them answered. And don't forget, give them a thumbs up on Facebook, because it will keep you connected to the store. And you'll also learn all that's going on at the store, what's new in the industry, what's changing, what's hot, what's not, and maybe some tips to remind you some of those things we might have known one time along the way, but life gets in the way and we forget some of the basic things that we should know about our good health. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. When you go there, like I said, make sure that you bring your questions with you, because there's nothing worse than getting there and then going home and then forgetting to ask a question. That happens to our doctors all the time. So let's just, plan out your questions, bring them with you, have them show you around, make sure that you're heading in the right direction, and then walk away feeling better about your healthy journey. Today, we're talking with Karina Toledo, and we are talking about their new plant protein. A lot of people are chiming in and asking about this mung bean thing you talked about. They've never heard of it before. A little bit more information on that?
Yeah, mung beans are, you can get them as mung, or there's something called mung dal. They're almost like, when they're split, they almost look like a lentil, but they are a staple dish in Ayurvedic medicine, for example. So I encourage your listeners to Google khichari, K-I-T-C-H-A-R-I. It means two grains, and it is an Ayurvedic foundational dish for, they call it tridoshic. So in Ayurvedic medicine, which is actually the oldest medical system in the world, they really look at individual physiologies to help determine, protocols for healing and wellness. And they believe that the root of all, which I personally agree with wholeheartedly, that the root of all disease is actually in our digestion, specifically lack of good digestion. And so you look at the different doshas or different body types, and we're all kind of blends of these, but you have, vata, which is more air-based. Those types of people can really be challenged with things like constipation and indigestion. You have pitta, which is more fire. However, these people might have great digestion, but they struggle more with things like inflammation. And then you have kapha, which is earth-ruled, and these individuals can oftentimes struggle with obesity or weight or sluggishness and, oftentimes thyroid issues. So depending on the body type of each individual person, there are different foods that can really nourish and benefit your body type. As it turns out, mung bean and rice, known as khichari in a traditional dish in Ayurvedic medicine, is considered to be appropriate and healing for all body types, all doshas. And when you look at the options of food in our shelves, the option of protein powders, that can't be said. Most people, some people do great with one food, other people don't do great with that food, whereas the mung bean rice combination is incredibly easy to digest. The combination delivers a complete protein, all of your essential amino acids. And, mung bean goes back eons in traditional use, and it is very easy to digest in and of itself. It's incredibly high in nutrients, and it also has a lot of additional research for things like cardiovascular health, and great source for meal replacement as well, because it helps to increase feelings of satiety and feeling full.
20 grams of protein per serving is really good, but it's not just about the 20 grams of serving. It's about 20 grams of protein that you will digest. And, we've been around a long time, both of us, and we go back to a time when everything was always stressed in high, high dosages. And, and looking back, I think to myself, I think we were probably recommending such high dosages back then because maybe they knew more than we did that most of it would not digest. And you had to take a huge amount of something just to get what you really needed. So, and then things were recommended more in weights and measures back then than they were in actually digestible nutrients. But it's nice to know that you can use something that's going to not only digest and be easy to digest, but that you'll get the benefit. And no matter how bad your digestive system is, things that are in a form that are digestible, they work.
Exactly. And it's so important to remember with New Chapter, especially our motto is, milligrams does not measure potency. It doesn't measure absorption. And so don't, look at the milligram amounts just as an end-all, be-all. People do want these high milligrams of protein, but as you pointed out, if you're not absorbing your protein, then what's the point? It's not helping you. So the amount of protein you get from pea is actually really small. There's significantly more protein per gram in mung beans, which means less processing. so we can deliver an organic whole food product that hasn't been extracted in any way in order to deliver this high amount of milligrams of protein. Whereas it's just naturally high in protein. It's also, mung beans offer more minerals and vitamins than other choices like pea, higher in calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, iron, even vitamin, the B vitamins and B6 specifically. It's an antioxidant. And so really important to think about, you know, the milligrams of a product doesn't measure how well it's going to absorb. The mung beans delivers this highly absorbable form, but then New Chapter adds in the enzyme system again just to make sure it's really working. So, you know, milligrams does not measure potency. 20 milligrams across the board from other products is not the same as 20 milligrams right. in New Chapter's plant protein. It works.
You know, the other thing is, I just had somebody chime in, and I have quite a few people that do tune in that are have had in the past gastric weight loss surgery. And for the most part, most of them are doing pretty good, because I think that what happened with gastric weight loss surgery is, for the longest time, there was psychological exams. There, people had to really, really work hard to be able to get that surgery to make sure that they were getting it for the right reason. And then they kind of opened it up with insurance, and everybody was getting it more for a fast fix, but they weren't mentally really wrapping their mind around what happened after the surgery. What happens after the surgery is, a lot of people, after they do liquids, they'll go to protein. And a lot of the proteins that are recommended out there are very gassy, very bloating, very uncomfortable. And you have this small, new form stomach pouch, and you want something that's going to sit really well. And as I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the ingredients, I will feel very comfortable letting them know that, you know, they can make their smaller shakes with these. And I think it'll sit really well. It just looks very digestible.
Yeah, this would be an excellent go-to for someone who's had gastric bypass surgery, who's really trying to focus on quality foods that are nutrient-dense because they're just not able to ingest as much. And so, yeah, the liquids that are high concentration of different superfoods are such a great go-to. And I agree, this blend, it's so simple, so easy to digest. All the high antioxidant concentration of foods is going to be a great go-to. I mean, it's got pomegranate and goji and blueberry and acai and bilberry and turmeric, not to mention the protein blend, of course, mung and rice and hemp and chia and flax and sunflower and pumpkin. So great go-to for someone who's really looking for concentrated, nutrient-dense shake.
How do you feel about using this as a snack? And the reason I ask that, you know, I know a lot of people, and I think I've really kind of trained people for a long time now to get one of the shaker bottles and, you know, take some almond milk or whatever beverage they're using, put their protein in there. And then in the afternoon, when they're feeling that afternoon slump, rather than going and attacking the vending machine or hitting the fast food place or looking in the break room for yesterday's birthday cake, you know, throw that in there, shake it up, and drink it at their desk or in their office or even on the go. And I just think it's a really good way to make you feel very satisfied and without a lot of calories, and also at the same time without a lot of junk and sugar and preservatives and all that stuff. How would you feel recommending this for a snack?
Yeah, I think it's a great go-to. You know, because the caloric count is so low, you know, people that are still eating, you know, three meals a day could really benefit from just adding this in, you know, between meals, help balance out and stabilize blood sugar. Unfortunately, a lot of times, even our highest quality meals aren't delivering adequate amounts of protein, so this is a great way to fill in that gap and add a little bit more of those milligrams between meals. I think a snack is a great option because it really helps make sure you're getting more of that protein, but because it's such low calories, it's not going to you know, make you feel really sluggish. There's not a lot to digest and break down, and that's one of the challenges with eating. You know, in the afternoon, a lot of people have this big lunch and feel incredibly tired and sluggish. Or, as you pointed out, if someone's hungry and maybe they don't have time to sit down and eat a full meal, now they're eating less quality foods like snacks and vending machine products, whereas this shake is, you can keep it at your desk, literally just a little bit of water. You don't even need cold milk, although it can make it creamier to do that.
True.
Mix it in that little shaker cup and really help balance out that blood sugar. If you are on a weight loss protocol, as soon as, you know, a lot of times people will try to wait to eat, but as soon as your blood sugar starts to decline, your body goes into preserving mode, and it can really impact your metabolism over time if you're not keeping a stable blood sugar level. So this is a great go-to between meals for someone who's trying to lose weight or for someone who's trying to maintain weight. So great snack midday.
Here's a question. It says, my doctor has me on a doctor supervised fast with protein powder. I have 6 protein shakes a day, and he actually let me pick whatever protein I wanted, but he has me blended up with water. I'm taking supplements. I go in for blood work every week. I'm doing really, really well, but I have 6 shakes a day, and I shake it up. I can't stand the taste of what I've tried so far. If I was to try this, I mean, I have 6 of them a day he monitors, so I end up having about 100 to 160 grams of protein a day, so this would fit right in that groove. Please ask your guest what she thinks about that.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. The biggest concern that I have with a lot of these shakes that are on the market is they're trying to deliver high concentrations of protein in milligrams, right? But they're not necessarily delivering, you know, all of these rich superfoods, and they're not delivering it in an easy to digest form. So either companies are delivering a large amount of protein, or they're throwing in everything in the kitchen sink, which makes these shakes not very palatable. And also, if you've ever picked up one of these kind of meal shakes or protein shakes and let it sit for, you know, 20 minutes, it starts to thicken and coagulate, and it makes it impossible to swallow. So the New Chapter plant proteins will not do any of that. They're incredibly high nutrient dense, easy to digest source of superfood. So it would be a great go-to if you're just doing this. You know, as long as your doctor let you pick the choices, then this would be an excellent alternative to what you're doing. It's filling all those numbers in, 20 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, but it's doing it in a really nutrient dense way that also is very easy, very palatable, and does not get so thick that you can't swallow it. So yeah, I would love to, you know, hear about your use with this one instead, and get feedback about the taste, because I feel like it's so mild. You might even want to try the Fuel and Replenish, since you're using this as an exclusive, you know, and you're not eating right now, you're doing this as a fast. So the Fuel and Replenish adds in that extra coconut water for hydration, for electrolyte recovery, and also the beetroot, another great superfood for oxygen, recovery time, endurance, stamina. And the added 2 ingredients don't add any extra sugars. It's still 0 grams of sugar and 20 grams of protein.
What flavor is that? Is it or is it a neutral?
Yeah, they both come in chocolate and vanilla. So four total SKUs in all. Okay. 2 chocolate, 2 vanilla. And, you know, everyone's a little bit different. The chocolate, sometimes I don't like chocolate shakes because they're so overpowering. This one's a very, very mild, smooth chocolate.
That's good.
Yeah, so I actually mix that one. The kids love a little bit of chocolate, so I actually mix that one with strawberries and fruit. Sometimes you can't mix the chocolate with the fruit because it's overpowering. In this case, again, it's very, very mild.
Now, the other thing is, if you're active, and let's say you're out in the heat, maybe the other one would be better, because I think it has a little bit more added in there, maybe a little bit more for kind of restorative for the body. But I think you could really, you can't go wrong with either of them.
Exactly. I switch back and forth between them. They're both excellent blends. You know, you don't necessarily need the Fuel and Replenish, you know, for everyday use. But for those of us who are living in climates that are very hot and we're sweating a lot, we're losing electrolytes, or for those of us that are exercising and you know, working out, definitely the Fuel and Replenish is an important add-on to get that coconut water and that beetroot. But even just the original plant protein has all of those same superfoods. So you're not losing anything by doing just that formula either.
All right. You know, the other question, a couple questions I want to add to this before we run out of time. When you're having this, is there enough in it to take your vitamins with?
You mean in terms of like an isolate to make sure you're getting enough of the cofactors for your vitamins to absorb properly?
Yeah, well, just to make sure, like, you know, you want to take our vitamins with food. Would you consider having a smoothie with this enough to take your vitamins?
I would. So New Chapter's vitamins are unique because they are whole food and they are fermented, so you can take them on an empty stomach. But as you know, there are many vitamins and minerals on the shelf that many customers are taking that are isolates, so they just don't absorb as well. So the best way to make sure that those vitamins and minerals are absorbing is to take them with a quality meal, which basically delivers these essentials from food that kind of help act as a transporter for these nutrients into our cells, right? Because your vitamins and minerals need food to actually get into the cell and work and absorb. So this protein would be sufficient in terms of nutrient density to really help chaperone even an isolated vitamin and mineral and enhance its absorption. So So yes, personally, I do. I drink about half of my shake, and then I'll take some of my vitamins. Personally, I take Zyphamen every morning. They do say to take that with food, and so I take that with the shake, and I don't get any indigestion. You know, for people that have really sensitive stomachs, you might want to take it with, you know, more solids. But in terms of nutrient density and shuttling these nutrients into the cell, this protein will work great to take with vitamins and minerals.
Okay, and here's one I do want to address as well. It says, I like to dress up my smoothies. I use almond milk and frozen berries and ice cubes. I want to try this because I'm always on the, It looks like she wrote it and then scanned this. I'm always looking for a new protein powder that tastes good. My question is, I add flax oil, I add chia seeds, I add ground flax, I add coconut oil. Is it still okay to do all of those with this protein powder? That's a good question.
Absolutely, yeah. I think dressing up your smoothie is a great idea, especially if you're trying to make it that meal replacement and get all that as extra goodies in one shake. Definitely, I personally add in extra chia seeds into mine, some of them hemp powder as well. So it sounds like you already have a great recipe for making your shake. Feel free to substitute this New Chapter plant proteins in there as an alternative to whatever protein you have been using. It blends effortlessly, and again, the taste is really mild. So it's a great combination with other ingredients for that blended shake in the morning.
Another question says, in the evening time, I've lost a lot of weight and I always have that sweet taste that I want. Can I make one of these in the evening time as a snack?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I will actually do this for dessert sometimes. I eat really early with my kids. It's summertime. We eat at 6:30 and then, gosh, if I'm not going to bed until 10, it's a long stretch of time. And I feel the same way. Sometimes I get that sweet tooth at night. And so I will literally just mix this with a little bit of water and make a shake at night before bed. I think that's also an excellent go-to. Again, it's so easy to digest. A lot of times you shouldn't do large protein meals, later in the evening because they have a harder time digesting, but you're not going to have that issue with this because of this enzyme system, the prohydrolase. So within 90 minutes, 99% of that protein is being broken down and utilized by the body effectively. Within 30 minutes, you're actually getting 90% absorption. So this would be a great go-to later in the evening when you're feeling that sweet tooth or as a dessert option.
Oh, you are going to so love this one. It says, a couple times a week, I treat myself to a sinful pleasure. I use all New Chapter products, and I picked up the vanilla protein powder. What I do is in a blender, I put my 8 ounces of almond milk. I use the vanilla. I put a tablespoon of cream cheese, low fat. I use frozen strawberries and a half of a graham cracker, and I make a liquid cheesecake.
That sounds delicious.
Oh,
what a great creative option that is. That's amazing.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, that really does. And yeah, think about that too. So for people that, do have a sweet shake or, a treat, adding a little bit of frozen yogurt in here or even ice cream, you can make this a delicious dessert, but that's also healthier because you're adding in your protein powder. So, yeah, I think that those all sound delicious ways, really creative ways to use that. Please keep sending us all your ideas. I'll make sure Jeff emails them to me. We need like a recipe blog with all these different great ideas because this is such a versatile protein. Great for people of all different walks of life, whether you're trying to lose weight or put on weight or just maintain muscle into old age with this complete amino acid profile. It's such an excellent option for everybody.
One quick question. Can I add collagen powder to this?
Yes, and I actually do add a collagen to mine as well. So I personally don't do a ton of stuff in my smoothie in the morning. I try to keep it a little bit more basic, but I do add the collagen in there, combine it with this plant protein. Keep in mind, the New Chapters plant protein is vegan. Obviously, collagen products are not, so that would be the only holdup as far as that goes, but this is such a great, again, they blend really nicely together, so I do mix our plant protein with collagen.
Hopefully,
at some point, we'll have a New Chapter innovative collagen that I can be using, but in the meantime, I'm using someone else's.
Well, I want to thank you so much. Thanks for introducing this today and for giving people the lowdown on this wonderful new division of New Chapter. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a great day.
Be well. My guest today, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter, talking about the new division that they are now talking about, the new protein powder. It's the plant protein. available to Stay Healthy. I think you're going to like it. You know, they do a really good job in what they do. So another whole division. They only bring something out if they think it's going to be really beneficial to the industry and the consumer. So go to Stay Healthy. Check out what's going on. They still have $4 off coupons good on multiple vitamins. So when you're going to pick up your multiple vitamin, you get it at the sale price plus the extra coupon. While you're there, you might want to pick up one of the Protein Plus Originals, which is the New Chapter Protein, and give it a shot and see how you do. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in. Thank you to Karina. Thank you to New Chapter for being the hosting company this morning on the show and talking about this new line of protein powders. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and the topics are always relevant for today's world. And we talk about the things that we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about, and you know, the things we just don't talk enough about for whatever reason. You know, sometimes we have to be motivated to talk, and sometimes it's fear, and sometimes we're scared, and sometimes we're getting a bad blood work up, and things were sometimes we're just tired of feeling badly all the time. Those are the things that will actually allow us to feel better than we felt in a long time once we get headed in the right direction. So take the time to put yourself into a healthier way of living. Ask questions, but ask questions of people that can make a difference. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in and meet the most knowledgeable staff. These people are educated, informative, and they're going to make sure that your questions are answered. It's really important today to choose wisely and choose products that are going to head you in the direction where you're trying to see results. You know, we're all different. So asking those questions will help you make sure that it applies to you and it's applicable to you and your journey. Doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. It matters what you're doing. And they help to disseminate that confusion and frustration. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit the store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. But to stay connected with them, go to Facebook, type in the Stay Healthy address. When you get there, click the thumbs up like button, and you know what? You'll start getting great posts. You'll be in touch with the store. You can message them. You can also follow their great post, informative information, updating information, some really good humorous information there as well. I borrow a lot of their posts and put them on my webpage and my Facebook because they're all very relevant and it's good information. You know, sometimes a little bit of a tidbit of information can bring a lot more beneficial learning than a long article, because sometimes we just need to know the points. And we just need to know what's up or use it as a reminder. And that's what their Facebook page does. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day today to get started. And, you know, we're almost all the way through this week, another work week. Have you done something good for yourself this week? Maybe one of the best things you can do is start treating yourself to a really good, healthy breakfast. Maybe a smoothie. You know, with some almond milk and some, you know, walnuts or almonds and, you know, and or some juice of your favorite, some ice cubes, throw in some flaxseed oil, some greens powder, some yogurt, get in some chia seeds, some ground flax, pick a really good protein powder. You might want to try the new plant protein from New Chapter. I mean, you're getting started. Why not try something new all the way around? You know, it's really nice to be able to do some good things for your body. People don't realize how important it is to start with a healthy breakfast. But some people are not food people in the morning. But how about a smoothie? How about try something different? Try it for 2 weeks and see how much better you feel during the day, how much more energy you have through the morning, how less hungry you are midday. It'll all kind of fall in place. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in. Remember, all of the shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day, everyone. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.